Come on over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say, come on over, baby, baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking, whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I say, come on over, baby, we got chicken in the corner. I said shake, baby, shake. I said shake it, baby, shake it. I said shake, baby, shake. Come on over. Oh, a lot of shaking going on. Oh, let's go.
Shaking going on, 1957, a song that was number one on the country charts and number one on the R&B charts, but it only went up to number three on the pop charts. So, but a highly rated record. That was Jerry Lee's first hit, a song that's also in the Grammy Hall of Fame. It's a song listed in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and on the Rolling Stone 500 Influential Songs of All Time. It's number 61. And one more thing about that one. Now, American Bandstand started in Philadelphia. This is a local show. And when it went national in 1957, in fact, August 5th, which would be this week, being that this show is dated August 1st, this was the first song they played when they went national. Jerry Lee Lewis, Whole Lot of Shaking Going On. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we've got the Platters going to get us started the next set. The Four Preps, and then a local guy from here in Birmingham, Chris Tyler. So let's do the Platters right now with a female lead this time, Zola Taylor, doing He's Mine.
He's mine.
Yes, she's really mine.
He's mine.
Yes, she's really mine.
He's mine.
Wop, doodly, wop, do, wop.
He's mine.
Wop, doodly, wop, do, wop. Wop, doodly, wop, do, wop.
Really mine. I bet my baby loves me so. He really lets me know he's mine. Really mine. He's mine.
Wop, doodly, wop, do, wop.
He's mine.
Wop, doodly, wop, do, wop.
Wop,
doodly, wop,
She's really mine.
Oh, he's mine.
She sure is fine.
Oh, he's mine.
Drives me out of my mind.
Oh, he's mine.
Oh, man, this chick is something else.
The county fair, all the things we used to share, memories, memories of you, things I said to make you cry, and the day we said goodbye, memories, memories of you.
Called 5, 10, 15 Hours from 1960, a song that didn't chart. Local song here that was put out on a local record label called the Kim Label, named after Kim Novak. Ruth Brown did that song in 1952, and it was a real popular song on the R&B circuit. But Chris redid a nice little rockin' version there of 5, 10, 15 hours. Before that, the Four Preps, Memories, Memories, a group that was formed in Hollywood, California. That song came out in 1959, and although it didn't chart, if you flipped it over, you had a song called I Ain't Never, and that went up to number 79 for them. So this is a flip side of a hit that they had, the Four Preps. And the Platters, He's Mine, 1957. You don't hear Zola do too many. I think she did maybe one or two other lead vocals on all the songs. Other than that, she was a backup singer for the Platters, but she did a couple more. But this one went up to number 16 on the pop charts, number 5 on the R&B charts. Flip Side was number 11. I'm Sorry. So you might know that one. So just flip it over and you'll get He's Mine. Okay, let's keep going. We're going to start off with another Birmingham group here, another Birmingham record, the Thunderbirds, then the Shirelles, and then the Letterman. So let's go right now. We're going to do Rock Boom Boom, the Thunderbirds out of Birmingham, Alabama.
Rock boom boom, hey Rocky Mama, tell me why you treat me like you do. If I stay out until I'm half past two,
when I get home I have to fight with you.
Rock boom boom, hey Rocky Mama, please explain this now on my chin. What did I do that was such a great sin?
Make you lead like a champ with a rolling pin.
Well, you want me to tell you that you look good with both bloodshot eyes and your heart is wood. You wear cheap perfume and plenty wall paint to make yourself look like something that you ain't. I said, hey, 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 rock, boom, boom, rock. You got a stale complexion as if you were dead.
I would leave you, baby, but I'm so afraid.
Rock, boom, boom, rock, boom, boom, rock, boom, boom, rock, boom, boom, rock, boom, boom. Hey, Rocky Mama, tell me why you treat me like you do. If I stay out until half past two,
when I get home I have to fight with you.
Explain this now, imagine. What did I do that was such a great sin?
Make a lead like a champ with a rolling pin.
Rock, boom, boom, rock, boom, boom, rock, boom, boom, rock, boom, boom, rock.
Adult contemporary group out of 1960s, When I Fall in Love, The Letterman, 1961. That one went up to number 7 for them. That was their second hit. And they did start recording in 60, and they wound up going through early 70s. But during the 60s, they were the adult contemporary group to listen to. All kind of albums out there by them. They had 31 pop hits in those 10, 12 years they did it. So, a real good sound by them. The Shirelles before that, The Things I Want to Hear, Pretty Words, 1961. It only made it up to number 107 nationally, so not a lot of airplay everywhere. But you flipped it over and you had the song Baby It's You, which went up to number 8. So people that bought that Baby It's You, I hope they did flip it over, because that's a real nice sound by them. The Things I Want to Hear, Pretty Words by the Shirelles. And the Thunderbirds before that, Rock Boom Boom, 1955, didn't chart on the GG label, another label here from Birmingham. If you can find a copy of that, it might cost you a little bit if it's in nice shape. It's about a $250 record, but I don't think it's going to go that high now. But maybe you can find you a real good copy of that somewhere at a yard sale for a buck or two. Okay, let's keep going. We got Jimmy Reed going to get us started, then Huey Piano Smith, and then Gary, U.S. Bonds. So let's go right now. We got Jimmy Reed doing Too Much.
Can't believe it or not, I love my baby too much. When she go out, I asked her where she was gone. when she get back, after what you've been doing, it's too much. Oh, yeah, it's too much. I was a jealous man, I worry about my baby too much. I couldn't sleep at night, awake in the day. I worry so much that my hair turned gray. It's too much. Oh, yeah, it's too much. I was a jealous man. I worry about my baby too much.
They got the honey syrup.
Bonds, 1960, song went number 6 on the pop charts, number 5 on the R&B charts, and that's when he broke through. That was his first hit that he had, and he came out of Jacksonville, Florida, but he was raised in Virginia, and you know, all his songs had that sound you just heard there, almost like a New Orleans beat, but he wasn't from that area, but he did some good hits, School Is Out, School Is In. Of course, this one, New Orleans, Quarter to Three, so good sounds by Gary U.S. Bonds. Huey Piano Smith, a guy from the Louisiana area, Having a Good Time was a song we played by him. Came out in 1958 on that Ace label, and he had some good songs over the years, too, and always liked his sound. And he did a lot of backup with some of the groups there in New Orleans that recorded stuff. And Jimmy Reed before that, 1962. A song that didn't chart, but a good sound by him, Too Much. It came out on the VJ label. He did a lot of stuff on VJ. Okay, Carl Mann going to get us started. Then the Turtles, and then Frankie Ford, another guy out of New Orleans. So here we go right now. We got Carl Mann doing Pretend.
Pretend you're happy when you're blue. It isn't very hard to do. And you will find happiness without an end if you pretend. Remember, anyone can dream, and nothing's bad as it may seem. The little things you haven't got could be a lot if you pretend. You'll find a love you can share, one you can call your own. Just close your eyes, you'll be there. You'll never be alone. And if you sing this melody, you'll be pretending just like me. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend? You'll find a share, one you can call your own. Now just close your eyes, you'll be there. You'll never be alone. And if you sing this melody, you'll be pretending just like me. The world is mine, it can be yours, my friend. So why don't you pretend? So why don't you pretend?
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. It had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. Thank you.
Alberta by Frankie Ford, 1959, a song that didn't chart. Of course, you remember Frankie with that classic song, Sea Cruise. Well, it went, of course, Sea Cruise went to number 14 in the nation. If you got a copy of that, flip it over. I say that a lot, don't I? Anyway, that's the Roberta is the flip side of Sea Cruise. But, you know, Sea Cruise is just played constantly so many times. I'm sure it was number one in the nation in some cities, but it was number 14 nationally. But you had to flip it over, and you got that song there, Roberta. Happy Together by the Turtles before that, 1967, with their only number one hit that they ever had. But they did have 18 hits total. So they were out there for a long, long time and gave us a lot of good sounds over the years. Number one for them that year in 1967, Happy Together. And Carl Mann, 1959, Pretend. Number 57 in the nation for him on the pop charts. A guy that came out of Tennessee. Okay, we got, let's see, Lovin' Spoonful, we're going to get us started. Then Chris Montez and Paul and Paula. So let's do the Lovin' Spoonful, one of their hits from 1967, 6 o'clock.
There's something special about 6 o'clock in the morning when it's still too early to knock. And the dusty light shines down on the block and reflects up and down on the hands of the clock. 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock. A few hours ago she was standing here, just watching the stars in our eyes and the lights as the tides disappear. I could say what I want, that I could nudge her and call her my confidant. And now I'm back alone with just my shadow in front. At 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock, I went home and found that trying to sleep wasn't there. Just watching my eyelids, knowing my brain fits the night not to pass. But somehow it just wasn't the same happy town, and the bells didn't ring with the same happy sound. 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
If I go back where we started, would I ever feel like that again? Guess I'll just have to wait till tomorrow.
But what can I do till then?
Guess I'll go back home and just till dawn.
Yes, I had to learn going back where we were wouldn't help at all. And I wish my head had been working right. We'd have gone for coffee and talked all night. Now I'm back alone, being twisted up tight.
6 o'clock, 6 o'clock.
Now I'm
well, they're down. two-seater locomotion, here we come. Gonna have some kind of fun. 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 Some kind of fun.
Hey, hey, Paula, I wanna marry you. Hey, hey, Paula, no one else could ever do. I've waited so long for school to be through. Paula, I can't wait no more for you, my love.
Songs of all times, Hey Paula, Paul and Paula, 1962, went up to number one on the pop charts for them, and number one on the R&B charts, too. It was their only number one hit, but they gave us a few more hits along the way. And now, if you're out looking for that record, by the way, that came on the Phillies label, but if you see one on the LeCam label, L-E-C-A-M, by Jill and Ray, that says, Hey Paula, that's the same song, same group, same duo. Jill and Ray were their given names at birth, but they changed it to Paul and Paul later on. But good sound by them. But that came out first on the LeCam label about 1961, I believe, somewhere along there. And then Phillips picked it up, and then Phillips put it out, and it was a big hit nationwide. Chris Montez before that, Some Kind of Fun, 1962, number 43 on the pop charts for him. Came out of Los Angeles. His name was Ezekiel Christopher Montanez. He changed it a little bit, and we got Chris Montez. Now, he did a lot of good rocking songs from 62 to 64 on the Monogram label, and then he kind of changed his style a little bit. From 66 to 67, he was on the A&M label, which was the Herb Alpert label, but he was more into the pop adult contemporary style. You know, you might remember the songs Call Me, something like songs like that, and The More I See You. He kind of changed his style after a little rocking style between 62 and 64. But that was Some Kind of Fun. And then the Lovin' Spoonful got us started for us with a song called 6 O'Clock, 1967. Big hit for them, went up to number 18. But, of course, they only had one number one song, but that gave us a lot of good stuff. Of course, the number one song was Summer in the City, one of the classic songs of all time. Okay, we got Carl Perkins, and then our double play of the day is D. Clark. Good sounds by D. Clark. That was a very distinctive voice he had. But let's do Carl Perkins first, though. We got one now called Dixie Fries.
He reached in his pocket and he flashed a quart and hollered, "Rave on, children, I'm with you. Rave on, cats," he cried. "It's almost dawn and the cops are gone. Let's all get Dixie fried." Now Ben got happy and he started raving. He jerked out his razor, but he wasn't shaving. And all the cats knew to jump and hop, but he was born and raised in a butcher shop. He hollered, "Rave on, children, I'm with ya. Rave on, cats," he cried. "It's almost dawn and the cops are gone. And let's all get Dixie fried." Cops heard Dan when he started to shout. They all ran in to see what it was about. And I heard him holler when they led him away. He turned his head and this is what he had to say. Hollered, "Rave on, children, I'm with you. Rave on, cats," he cried. "It's almost dawn and the cops are gone. Let's all get Dixie fried. Get right." Ever saw. He let us all know he wasn't scared of the law. And through the black crossbar, he tossed a note to his dick. Said, "It ain't my fault, hun, that I'm in here." But hollering, "Rave on, children, I'm with you. Rave on, cats," he cried. "It's almost dawn and the cops ain't gone. And I've been Dixie fried."
How about that? It's got me reeling. How about that? This throbbing in my brain, so strange I can't explain, but I like it.
I like it.
Like it. How about that? My heart stops beating. How about that? With every meeting, how about that? Whenever you are near, my mind is never clear, and I like it.
I like it.
Like it. How about that? I can't control myself whenever you're around. When you press your lips to mine, the world turns upside down. Baby, 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 can't you see what you're doing to me? I'm all mixed up, dizzy as can be. Yes, I love you. How about that? Can't do without you. How about that? Please won't you understand and take me by my hand, 'cause I like it.
I like it.
Like it. How about that? Baby, 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 can't you see what you're doing to me? I'm all mixed up, dizzy as can be. Yes, I how about that? Can't do without you. How about that? Please won't you understand and take me by the hand, 'cause I like it.
I like it.
Like it. How about that? How about that? How about that? How about that? Well, one day, baby, you'll be sorry for the way you make people cry. It's not so funny, not one bit funny. One day you wake up and realize. Just keep it up. Just keep it up. Just keep it up and see what happens. One day you told me, oh, how you told me things that made me shake inside. And then you kissed me, oh, how you kissed me. Then turn around and said you lied. Just keep it up. Just keep it up. Just keep it up and see what happens. Please stop doing the things you're doing. I know we can get along. Your luck will run out one day, you see. And then your loving heart will belong to me. Just keep it up. Just keep it up. Just keep it up and see what happens. Just keep it up. Just keep it up. Just keep it up and see what happens. Just keep it up. Just keep it up. Just keep it up and see what happens. Just keep it up. Just keep it up.
D. Clark, our double play of the day. That's a song called Just Keep It Up, 1959. Went up to number 18 for him on the pop charts, number 9 on the R&B. And before that, How About That, D. Clark, 1959. Number 33 on the pop charts, number 10 on the R&B charts. A guy that did a lot of singing over the years. He was born in Blytheville, Arkansas, but was raised in Chicago, I think, from like age 3 or 4 on. He first recorded at age 14 with a group of kids called the Hambone Kids, and then wound up in a group called the Golden Tones at age 15 or 16, and then kept going. And then I think about age 17 or 18, he was on his own doing some solo work. But D. Clark, lots of good sound by him. Of course, Raindrops, another one of those classic songs we always remember, came out of the 50s and 60s era. D. Clark, our double play of the day. And Carl Perkins before that, Dixie Fried, 1956, a song that didn't chart on the pop or the R&B, but it was number 10 on the country and western charts. So Carl was out there getting Dixie Fried and had a big hit for him there. So, all right, it's almost time to go. Let's get a couple more in here real quick. We're going to have the Climax and then Rod Bernard going to come in. So let's go right now. Big, big hit for these people. You'll know this one for sure. Precious and Few by Climax.
Precious and few are the moments we two can share. Quiet and blue like the sky, I'm on over you. Thank you.
this should go on forever. It should never, never end. If it's wrong to really love you, then so wrong I've always been. This should go on forever. Let me stay in your arms, just to gaze into your eyes, dear, and to capture all your charm. If it's wrong to really love you,
should go on forever. Rod Bernard, 1959. Song that went to number 20 on the pop charts and number 12 on the R&B charts for him. If you look for that record, you can find it on the Argo label, and you won't pay but about a dollar or two for it, probably. A little bit more expensive record, nothing major, though, but it first came out a year earlier in 58 on the Gin label, J-I-N, and it came out as Rod Bernard and the Twisters. But so if you look for that, you might find it on the Gin label, or you could find it on Argo. Pay a little bit less money for it that way. But a good sound by Rod Bernard. This should go on forever. And Climax, Precious and Few, 1972. Good hit for them. They went up to number three. I think they had one more pop chart, and then they kind of went away. But left a real good sound there with that song, Precious and Few. Well, like Rod Bernard saying, this should go on forever, but we can't. We got to get out of here. And we're going to leave and with our instrumental song we're playing today. It's by the Arthur Lyman Group. It's called Yellow Bird. Real smooth sound by him. 1961, went up to number four on the pop charts for him. Guy that came out of Hawaii. He played the vibraphone, the guitar, the piano, and the drums over his years. You might remember a song. I think I may have played it before. I can't remember. But there was a song called Quiet Village by a guy named Martin Denny. And Arthur Lyman was in his group for a while. And then Arthur did some stuff on his own, solo, so with his group. So, but this is Yellow Bird, Arthur Lyman Group. And thanks for joining us. And we're going to catch you next time on the BRC Radio Show.